Created the accord in French. I was speaking English now because mine, I scribbled in English, and it's, I don't want to translate one more thing. I was more than thanked by the 2 days after the translation. So, but what I would like to do now is just to recall kind of two background principles or strategies that I believe are need to be repeated at each time, because they are kind of putting us again on the right path if we are tempted to work a bit in other direction. The first one is that the strength of what we are proposing depends to a great degree on the positive achievements of the approaches we are standing for. That is, whether they are, you know, commons-based approaches in sharing and producing information, or whether they are simply ways of implementing exclusive rights that are based on trust between creators and users. These positive approaches, they are worth, in terms of power of influence, exactly as much as they are able to give rise to creations, visible usage, successes in social appropriation. That's for the strength element, and that's why, for example, one of the reasons why in the software domain, and where this with strength of realization was well established, a number of type of successes were possible to score within even the legislation arena, while we still struggle to obtain the same in other domains. Now there is another aspect and strength, which is credibility. And I think our collective credibility depends upon acknowledging challenges in what we are proposing, rather than trying to hide them in a small corner of a room, and show that, on the contrary, we don't have to say that what we are proposing is without problem, but we have to show that we are working on them. And for me, seeing that done a lot in these 2 days was the most pleasurable, or the aspect of the meeting that gave me confidence that we would move forward. So now, on the other side, that's for on the positive side. On the negative side, I think we should have no naiveness about the huge problems that Hamed has just mentioned in the societal or the democratic governance of legislation preparation. It's really awful, in particular in the domains that these 2 days have addressed. Whether you look at the Commission or you look at national legislation preparation, you have major dysfunctions of the preparation of legislation. I was heard on the National High Council on Copyright, which is the official public council that assists the government with preparing legislation, the day where Vivendi Universal tabled the text of an amendment that I saw the government, well, I think so, I mean, but has been acknowledged, but the lawyers that are advising the government helped made less prone to criticism, then recommended, the High Council of Copyright recommended that it would be made part of the law. The minister hesitated because that was a little big in terms, and for 2 months he said every interlocutor, including a selection of bloggers on this subject, that he would never approve this amendment. And then when it came in the parliament, he gave a favorable opinion and the amendment was actually adopted. But that, you know, he has a bad reputation of being unfaithful to his word. But I'm not sure it's so much worse than, you know, the recent regulation proposal or revision of a regulation proposal for television in Europe, done by Mrs. Reding, with major input of, you know, small Luxembourgese firms like Compagnie Luxembourgeoise de Télévision or Astra, the major satellite distributor, I mean, recommending to suppress the daily limits on advertising time, to authorize product placement, and to abstain from applying any of this type of quality targeted measures to distribution of television over the internet. I think this is equally bad. And so on all these issues, we have to invoke another strategy than the one that worked in WIPO and in WHO, worked to some degree, because there we had potential allies with countries that had common interests with public interest NGOs. And it was one country, one vote, and there was room for maneuver. Here we are in a different situation. Specifically, when it goes to Parliament, generally it's too late. So it's at this stage of the preparation of legislation, we must, and I don't have a solution, but that's Jamie's work, he always finds solution for this type of thing. We must find a way of finding some lever we can put in the preparation for legislation. For example, you know, consultations, they are now completely turned against their ID. It used to be there was no consultation. Now there are dozens of consultations. I can't even keep track of consultation, and I discover them when they are already closed. And I'm supposed to be a little aware of this domain. Now, that's for general. So if someone has an idea on how to inject more democratic governance in this preparation for legislation process, we should jump on it. On going to the substance of the Paris Accord, I agree with all the statements that were made that we need some upfront strong principles. We need some strong principles to be posted on top of it. Because what are we trying to achieve? We are trying to cement an alliance between representatives or individual creators and users and all this continuum between the two. But this alliance is a little more than virtual, but it needs to gain many more members before it's truly credible. If we look at the creators' world, you know, it's only specialized groups who had some reason of being particularly disappointed with the existing system and made the step to enter in the alliance, but other groups are still in a very distrustful position. We need some charter that allows them